From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Radhawat Lapcharawansap writes about Thailand with the knowledge of a native and a foreigner's eye for detail. The 26-year-old spent his childhood moving back and forth between the U.S. and Bangkok. His award-winning collection of short stories is called Sightseeing. It gives readers a glimpse of Thailand beyond the exotic paradise that draws tourists from around the globe. Lapcharawansap writes about class struggles, street gangs, reluctant military draftees, and innkeepers who mistrust the Westerners, or as they call them, the Farangs, they rely on. Lapcharawansap came by to talk to us about writing from two distinct perspectives and to read a selection from his book.
This is from a story called Farangs, which is a story about a young man who lives with his mother on an island in the south of Thailand. The mother runs a motel. He's smitten by an American girl named Lizzie, who is staying at their motel. When he first meets Lizzie, she's reading The Portrait of a Lady, and he decides, as a way to woo her, to take her on an elephant ride. "You listening to me, boy?" Uncle Mongkon got up from the porch and walked toward us. "Bikinis don't ride. It scares the animals." "Swat di, uncle," I said, greeting him with a Y, bending my head extra low for effect. But he slapped me on the head with a forehand when I came up. "Tell the girl to put on some clothes," Uncle Mongkon growled. "It's unholy." "Aw, uncle," I pleaded, "we didn't bring any with us." "Need I remind you, boy, that the elephant is our national symbol? Sometimes I think your stubborn furong half keeps you from understanding this. You should be ashamed of yourself. I would tell your ma if it wouldn't break her heart." "What if I went to her country and rode a bald eagle in my underwear, huh?" he continued, pointing at Lizzie. "How would she like it? Ask her, will you?" "What's he saying?" Lizzie whispered in my ear. "Ha, ha, ha," Surachai interjected, gesticulating wildly. "Everything okay, madame. Don't worry. Be happy. My uncle, he just say elephants, very terrified of your breasts."
When you sat down to write these stories, you had said that you wanted to portray a side of Thailand and of Asian American culture that you hadn't seen. What do you think was missing?
I think there's a tendency in a lot of English language literature about Asia to exoticize Asian cultures and to really use Asia in some ways as a backdrop for Western characters to resolve their personal crises. It's a very old story, I think, that goes way back to early travel accounts. And a certain range of humanity seemed to have been omitted. People spoke a lot in clipped terse sentences, or they spoke in Buddhist aphorisms or Zen wisdom. And I really wanted to capture a broad range of speech, really, and human emotions that I felt I had never seen Thai characters possessing in English language literature.
The language is interesting because it's bawdy, mm-hmm. and sassy and mm-hmm. has sort of a rhythm and a patter that would not be foreign in a suburban strip mall in America.
Yeah, and that was one of the real difficulties I had in writing this book, was trying to translate a diction for my readers. The language that these characters are speaking are neither Thai nor English in some ways in my mind. It's a bit of an invented language. And part of this was because so much of the Zen aphorism literature often omits any sense of humor or bawdiness. And my own experience of folks from Bangkok and Thailand have certainly been that they are just about as funny as anybody else in the world. So I felt like I had to invent a kind of language that these characters would speak. And because I was writing in English, the contemporary American idiom seemed the closest way for me to approximate humor and pathos and bawdiness.
And I guess that melding of the cultures was natural for you. You were born in the United States in Chicago. You were raised in Bangkok, and then you returned to the United States to attend college and eventually grad school. You have a sort of dual citizenship. So,
indeed.
How does that affect your approach to your writing, and where do we see that in your work?
I led, as you said, this kind of geographically hyperactive childhood, and one of the things that would happen each time we moved back and forth between Thailand and America was that there was always this massive shift in class status that happened when we move. I was a young child who was incredibly aware of currency exchange rates, of all things. So in the States, while my parents worked very hard and we were certainly not wealthy by any means, in Thailand, we suddenly were middle-class intellectuals. We had our own house. We drove a car. I was wearing clothes that weren't hand-me-downs for the first time. And I think this gave me an awareness of social class and of how contingent social class could be that informs my work in many ways.
One of the observations, at least for this reader, is that some of the most vivid characters in your book are women, often mothers, and they have sharp wits and sharp tongues, and the men seem to recede into the background more. And I'm wondering what we should read into that. What does that say?
So many of these stories are concerned with an economy of international tourism, globalized corporate economy, or they're not so much concerned with them, but that's always roiling in the background. And I think that one of the things about those kinds of economic arrangements is that much of the profit is gained on the backs of women. So that's partially why the women take such a central role. The absence of fathers, I think, is an entirely different question altogether. I'm particularly interested in how these people continually fail each other despite their best intentions. And a lot of the fathers in the stories have failed their families, or their kin feel like they have failed their families. And so often it's left to the women to pick up the pieces.
Radhawat, not many Thai writers are known or well-known in the United States. And in that sense, did you feel a certain responsibility or even a burden to portray a world that few Americans understood beyond the surface? Or was it instead more like taking off on an open road that few writers had traveled on?
I think it was neither for me. Writing is a very difficult activity for me. And I think partially because I had decided to write fiction in English, and I had never really felt fully entitled to the English language as my own language. So in that sense, I was worried more about language and about trying to write a decent story rather than worrying about what others may have thought of my story or what I was pioneering in any way, shape, or form. The burden now, I feel, is there a little more now that the book has been published and people are responding to it. But there are so many wonderful, wonderful Thai writers, and Thailand has a rich and long and diverse literary history that I hope my stories may in some way pique an interest in writing that is far more excellent than mine.
Perhaps opening the floodgates.
Floodgates, let's hope it's maybe pulling the finger out of the dike.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Radhawat Lacharansep is the author of Sightseeing.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.